On our agenda, we move next to item F, the Administrative Office of the Courts, a report on services provided by staff to the Judicial Council. I'll have Judge Jarr introduce that with Jody Patel presenting.
Are there anyone here who desires to make comment on item F? There's no public comment, Chief.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chief. Yes, good morning once again, Council members. The Chief alluded to the significant array of services provided, and I'm going to turn things over at this point to Jody, who has supervised this very daunting project, which is actually a multi-phase project, as you will hear. Just for the sake of your own edification, the very brief covering report summary, executive summary, and report that you'll find in tab F, I redrew to conform to the proposed deletion of the AOC moniker just so that you could get a sense of how things will read in the future. You'll see references to AOC only in regard to a formal report that's already been prepared. With that, Jody.
Thank you. Good morning. We're pleased, and this is a joint effort of all four of us in the executive office, but we're pleased to share with you today a product that represents a very important initiative regarding our staffing and services on behalf of the council. The report that's in front of you today is informational because there are additional phases of this project that will be brought before you in the near future that will be for action. But today is just a report that represents the first phase. The report is an effort that began last June with extensive involvement from staff from every office at the AOC. And I do want to take a moment and share with you that Maureen Dumas and her team, and Maureen is here today in the back, have been instrumental in assisting us on this project, and Maureen and her team's involvement is going to be extremely crucial as we move forward with the next phase of this project. After several years of budget and staffing reductions due to two rounds of voluntary separation incentive programs, staff layoffs, retirements, and your normal attrition, there was a need for the executive office to review the remaining staff and the activities and services that we were providing to determine the impact of all of the reductions that this organization had faced. And so we discussed how we might prioritize the services that AOC provides to the judicial branch, and how we may be able to utilize our staff in the most effective manner as we move forward. We concluded that before we could bring proposals about prioritizing all of our services before you, it was vital that we first catalog all of the different activities that take place in this office as a starting point. We worked with each of the offices to obtain information about all of the different activities. It should be noted that prior to this phase of the project, as a result of budget reductions over 3 to 5 years, each office had already been proactively eliminating or suspending activities in light of the budget reductions, and therefore the report that you have in front of you represent only the activities that are currently underway in this organization. Ultimately, a catalog of services was developed, and the executive office reviewed all of the information and by having a series of meetings and determined that the services that are in this catalog are indeed necessary in today's environment and are critical to the judicial branch. Concurrent with this review, the Chief Justice announced last year her vision for Access 3D. So as our services were being reviewed and compiled, we felt it was important to develop a document that demonstrates how the services provided by this organization align and are in direct support of the Chief's Access 3D vision. The results of this entire effort are in the attachments that are in your report before you today. So I'm going to cover each of those attachments real briefly. First, attachment one is a document containing the tenets of the chief's Access 3D initiative and high-level description of how AOC offices are in direct support of this initiative. As you can tell from this document, staff to the Judicial Council provide support to these important tenets of equal, physical, and remote access by providing the underlying systems, support, and technical expertise to the branch. Attachment 2 is a more detailed catalog of AOC services by offices, program, and unit. We have included current organization charts and staffing numbers as of April 30th of this year to provide you with additional information about the staff providing the services outlined in each component of Attachment 2. And I do have to say, in my 35 years in government, I know of no other entity that has created a comprehensive catalog of all its activities, such as the catalog that you see in Attachment 2. Finally, there is a third attachment. Attachment 3 in your report contains a very high-level description of the organization's services broken out by type of service versus what you see in Attachment 2. It's broken out by office in this organization. And it denotes to whom the service is provided and represents a roll-up, or, you know, it's a much higher-level description and detail of what you see in Attachment 2. The Attachment 3 was originally developed in preparation for a Joint Legislative Audit Committee hearing that took place in March of this year to provide that committee with some background on the many areas of service provided by this organization. Utilizing this document as its foundation, services listed in this document were considered to be mandatory, required, or discretionary, and provide accompanying statutory authority and supporting documentation as necessary. Attachment 3 includes a zip file, an electronic file, containing numerous documents. I do want to share with you part of the reason why we felt it was necessary to include Attachment 3 in your report is to ensure that the council was aware of the different displays of the catalog of services that we have. We believe that all three of these attachments demonstrate the breadth and varied services provided by staff to the council, but as I just noted, they're all displayed a little bit differently. We do want you to note that because this report was developed to capture very high-level summary descriptions of staff services, it in no way quantifies or reflects the tremendous amount of work that occurs behind each high-level service description. And as mentioned a little while ago, this is only the initial step in a multi-faced project. The next step, as time and resources allow, is to quantify the workload associated with each service in Attachment 2 and to determine the staffing level that is needed for each of those services. This next step will be very labor and time intensive and will encompass working with every office in the organization to analyze their services, related business processes, and staffing. This analysis, we believe, may result in several possible outcomes, including whether there are too many staff for the services that we are performing, or whether there is insufficient staff to perform all of the services in an adequate way. We will return to you the results of this analysis and fully anticipate that this next phase will require the council to make some critical decisions regarding priorities and staffing levels of this organization. Some of the decisions we believe may include whether there is a need to prioritize some of the services to align with the staffing that we currently have, whether staffing should be realigned to support critical services or priorities that you deem are more important than maybe some others for this branch, and or whether some of the services may need to be eliminated. As we continue to develop the strategy and the methodology for the next phase of this effort, we will return to the council in the very near future. We're hoping to come back maybe around August to share with you the exact methodology that will be used as we move forward with the more intensive second phase of this project. And with that, Chief, that concludes my report. I'm happy to take any questions you may have.
Thank you. Judge Elias.
I just have one question. How does this tie into the category, the classification study?
So they are two very separate initiatives. The classification study is still very critical in that there is a need in this organization to align our classifications and compensations with the work that is done. We fully anticipate that when we complete the second phase of the report, the project that I just presented to you, that we may need to make some adjustments to some of the duties that are taking place in this organization. But I don't anticipate that it will have a significant negative impact on the work that Fox and Lawson is currently doing with the classification and comp study. What we, you know, if the council, as an example, determines that there are certain services that maybe are no longer needed, we would link those services to those certain positions only. But it wouldn't have an impact on the balance of the classification and compensation study.
Justice Ashman Gerst?
Does this have any relationship, or will it, to the reduction in the IMF for certain programs?
The action that will come before the council in either July or, I believe, August, as it relates to reductions in the IMF program, will be taken into consideration as we move forward with the second phase of this project, most definitely.
Thank you. Judge Walsh, then Commissioner Alexander.
Thank you, Chief. Jody, first of all, this is a very impressive effort and very detailed.
Thank you.
And I guess I'm not surprised, since not only are you behind it, but also Marine Dumas, who does such great work with everything. But also, Chief, this is a great exercise in self-examination, the very kind of thing the SEC report requested, and here it is. It demonstrates or lays out the many impressive services that the group formerly known as the AOC provides to the trial courts. And I just want to be clear here, so everyone can hear, this is not the camel's nose under the tent of trying to monetize the services that your group, the staff, gives to the trial courts, I trust. This is
That's
not
right.
an attempt to say, well, we're going to eventually see what we're doing for you and send you a bill. There's no thought of doing that as part of this effort.
That is correct, Judge. Because we cannot control where the reductions took place, because when you do a VSIP program, as an example, it is offered to all of the employees. It is important because we've had about a 30% reduction in our staff, that we step back and take a look at making sure that we've got adequate staff in the right places to perform the services that are still critical for this branch. So that's basically what this exercise is.
Great.
Thank you. Commissioner Alexander?
You said you'd come back in August with a plan, but you also said that it depends on resources.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think is the time frame that you'll be able to actually do the next phase?
We don't have that timeline yet. We are in the process of assessing our resources, and actually, about a week or two ago, I had a discussion with Judge Jarre. I've been able to shuffle some of the workload in my division to ensure that we can do the second phase in a timely manner. I don't know, you know, if that's going to be, you know, 9 months, 12 months exactly yet, until we develop the exact methodology of how that second phase will be developed or conducted. In my experience doing activities such as this, there are a couple of different ways we can approach how we do the second phase. And so the executive team is going to talk about what approach may be the best given our resources and given the need to really have the second phase be done and done in a timely way.
Jody, I want to commend you and your team, Maureen, on this comprehensive report. I know it wasn't easy to compile. I know it took a lot of time and cooperation at a time when the Judicial Council staff is also undergoing class and comp and an audit and still trying to do the work that the council demands and the demands of all the courts at all court levels and the programs that are being administered and education. I think it's very important chronically, and I don't think it's ever been done, and it certainly helps to look at all of the services that council has authorized our staff to provide, and that when there are new demands made upon our staff, that it has to be in consideration of all of the other services that are being provided and needed in our branch, the largest in California, and largest in the United States and the largest law trained in the world. So I appreciate this. I know it did not come easy, and you worked very hard. Thank you.
Thank you, Chief.
Yes. Judge O'Malley.
I also commend Jody and Maureen for, you know, getting this together. It's a Herculean task, but it is going to basically show in a very transparent way the services that the staff to the Judicial Council provide to the trial courts. Those of us that have been presiding judges and CEOs know firsthand because we make those calls and are never given an answer no, and assist us and help us and all the things that we need. Everybody else really doesn't know it. There are members of our own benches that really don't know to what extent we rely on these services. And so this is in a very transparent way, you know, showing the world what it is that the staff to the Judicial Council provide. And I think it's long overdue. I know it's so much work, but it's so important in so many ways. And again, when we go to Sacramento, you know, love to lug up this big document and say, you know, here's an example, you know, of what is needed and what is provided. So thanks, Jody, and to you and Maureen.
And I also want to say, in echo of Judge O'Malley's comments before I call on Justice Miller, is I appreciate that the SEC recommended this and that the council directed it and support it and that there's still other work to be done. Justice Miller.
I was just going to follow up with what Mary Ann said and add, and not only will it list those services, but allow us as a council in performing our governance responsibilities and oversight to align those in the most efficient way with the needs of the branch, the public, the courts, and those who we serve.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you.